USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States won't back down. The president is on his way to Louisiana, and he's vowing to continue negotiating from a position of strength when it comes to trade talks with China.
A lot of money is being made by the United States, and a lot of strength is being shown. This has never happened to China before. Our economy is fantastic. Theirs is not so good.
Tiger Woods is speaking out after being sued for the death of an employee at a restaurant he owns in Jupiter, Florida.
We're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible night, a terrible ending, and just we feel bad for him and his entire family.
The parents of 24-year-old Nicholas Eimsberger are suing the Woods restaurant and Woods after their son drank alcohol just before he was killed in a single car crash back in December. The suit alleges that Woods and other employees knew Eimsberger had a drinking problem but would regularly overserve him. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Actor and comedian Tim Conway has died at the age of 85. Conway's representatives say he died in Los Angeles on Tuesday from water on the brain. Conway was a star of the Carol Burnett Show and also starred in a number of Disney films, including The Shaggy D.A. and The Apple Dumpling Gang. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shared information on Iranian threats with officials at NATO in Brussels. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Mr. Pompeo discussed the threats by the Islamic Revolutionary Government in Tehran, including the recent reports of sabotage of several oil tankers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. Brian Hook is the State Department's special representative for Iran.
Secretary Pompeo has always been diligent about sharing information with our allies as threats to peace and security warrant. Iran is an escalating threat.
I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold, you can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies. Kids can also have like lack of sleep, fatigue, trouble at school.
So what can you do to avoid some of the most intense allergic reactions?
Well, the best thing to do is to start early. So you want to prep, you know, and start taking your medications 2 weeks before allergy season starts.
Take it before?
Yes, 2 weeks before your body starts to create this reaction. There are nasal steroids, which are really the first line of treatment. There's also other drugs, antihistamines. You can get allergy shots, immunotherapy. But you can work with an allergist to create a plan. And then there's practical things. So close your windows, use your air conditioner, make sure that you wash your clothes, your hair, your body after you come inside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.